The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Hot dogs, bring me sun. Hot dogs, nice warm bun. Hot dogs, we fight for you. You bring days anew. Hot dogs, hot dogs.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Sands Hotel is proud to present the star of our show.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Are you ready for star time? Are you ready for star time? All right, let's bring to the stage
Mr. Personality himself, singing Personality.
Over and over, I tried to prove my love to you. Over and over.
To another edition of Amateur Hour here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful, where bad is good and worse is even better. Today, we're cleaning out the old inbox for the summer, at least. Maybe, I don't know. We might come back, do another one in August, but you've been sending me so much stuff lately, and it's some of it's just... Whoa, boy. So I don't know if we're going to get through all of it today, but there's a lot of it. And it is something. And some of it I like. And that will be kind of our first set before we get really into the weeds. Oh, boy. But starting things off with a great little ditty from expat Rob Crooks and his buddy Epic with Sad Rapper Jack. So we're going to hear that start things off. That's an enjoyable rap song about Jack. I Jack. And then one that I'm totally going to get in trouble for. People are going to hate me for it. But it is a diverse opinion. It is a challenging opinion from those who live in Winnipeg. Graham Jance is going to sing a song called Mosquitoes Are Ecologically Important, and he's going to make the case for why we shouldn't kill them. I don't think it's going to go over well with this audience, but we'll see. I just, you know, I like differing viewpoints in weird novelty song form. Speaking of which, the famous Sandhogs with a very apt song, because a lot of you are going to be probably doing this weekend, maybe, or not. We don't know. At least going out to the beach. But the famous Sandhogs got a song called Meet Me at the Cabin. It's where you can meet me this weekend. And then we'll be back with just a treasure trove of hideous and unforgettable, weird and wild songs from you out there, listener, who's been sending it to me. The show wouldn't exist without you. You're part of this process. You can always, you know, find us online. We're on that antiquated little thing called Facebook, in a nice little group where everybody posts stuff, or where I get most of it is just 3 a.m. direct messages from weirdos out there. They find me, and they send me these things, and then I stay up all night thinking about them. Anyway, we'll get to that in a second. Enjoy this treasure trove of Canadian artists. Epic and Rob Crooks, Graham Jance, and the famous Sandhogs here on Amateur Hour, your source of the weird, the wild, the wonderful on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Okay, can go. I do one more?
Let's do a third time. We got a little bit of time.
Okay, I got 10% on my phone.
Oh my God, let's do it.
Song. I'm sorry.
Let's just do it.
Okay. This is a new one also. I don't have this memorized completely. But it's about a sad rapper named Jack.
Check.
Check.
Check. I emerge from the cold snap to kick an old school old rap. Jack, keep the format. Jack, don't let people treat you as a doormat. Why do they poop and moan? Why don't you grow your hair long like Sloan? Sitting in your mom's basement, writing sad white poems. There's an MC in Regina. He's named after a pumpkin. But I don't want to get into that, because I don't want to be starting something. And I was friends with a sad white guy by the name of Jack. Said if you're sad all the time, they're not going to invite you back. I know you didn't have purpose until the late 1990s, till another sad white artist started making these sad white raps. Morrissey did too, but he's fascist, but that's other bars. A lot of sad white people looked up to this mess. Peep the format, Jack, I'll be back. Jack, let's go to the river. Jack, let's go for groceries. Jack, peep the format. Jack, I'll be back. Jack, let's go to Zeller's. Jack, let's get out of bed. Jack is a people's person, puts others first. He went to a protest to try and protect the planet. And a few months ago, well, nowadays, I don't go out very much. But I was at a cipher with these aggressive rappers. They tried to stop him by grabbing the mic back. He shielded it with his arms, and they kicked his sad white raps. Aw, Jack, you grabbed the mic back, but what would make you happy? Day and age, I can't get a gift for someone who has everything. Why don't you teach me, but don't complain? He did just that. I'm sorry, Jack. I know it didn't turn out the way you wanted in the end, but I want you to know, always and forever, Jack, you're my best friend. Keep the format, Jack, I'll be back. Jack, let's go to the river. Jack, let's go for groceries. Jack, keep the format. Jack, I'll be back. Jack, let's go to Zeller's. Jack, get out of bed. Jack.
It's summer, but the thirsty mosquitoes come. Cover our bodies in itchy lumps. Oh, but mosquitoes are ecologically important. Doctors blame them for disease, prescribe malathion and not vaccines. Oh, but mosquitoes are ecologically important. They've been around much longer than humans. The community of life would suffer if they were gone. Mosquitoes have a special place in my heart. God bless all the mosquitoes of the world.
Here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful, where bad is good and worse is even better. And oh boy, is that true for this next set? We, yep, you've sent in some mighty fine finds, I can tell you. The first of which is Ohio's Kenny Black, who has not been on my radar, but he's fairly prolific. He's got a lot of albums. Yeah. His new one features a song called Give Me All Your Love, and it is a slog. It's weird. It's like Eric from Tim and Eric is real. There was a spoof or something, but it turned out to be real. And this, well, I don't know. I'll let you hear it. And then some other misguided rockers, Wally World, who are living in the age of hair metal in the modern day. Oh boy, I'm playing their regular song from, but this then they did this video reenactment, or they tried to make a music video on a beach and zero budget. It's the video is much better, I think. We're gonna hear Raise Some Cane. All right, Wally World, my hog. So we're gonna hear that, and then we're gonna come back with some newer generation weirdness that you have sent along. Because we're cleaning out the inbox today here on Amateur Hour, your source of the weird, the wild, the wonderful, where bad is good and worse seems better. CKUW 95.9 FM. Let's give all the love to Kenny Black right here. CKUW.
Give me all your love, all I want your love. some ruckus, baby. What do you say?
Let's raise some hell.
Let's raise some hell.
I say let's raise some ruckus.
No, I say let's raise some cane.
Let's raise some cane!
Some Kane Wally World. Oh boy, gotta make a rock bill with them. Tees are complete. There's some good rockers we played over the years on the show. But you know what? There's a new generation of content creators. God, I hate saying that out there. And, yeah, they're just as rank. Case in point with this new find. Someone sent me this. Yeah, we're going to do... I plan on doing this with program director Scott Price. I'm inundated with constant influencer songs. But I just... You know, they're always like 30 seconds. I can't really make a show out of it. They don't really make real albums. They make songs, and eventually maybe they'll make something you can find in complete form. But one of the ones that I got hold of was from this artist named Alexa Sarawick, and this one's so mind-boggling. It is a song that seems to be a lament about influencers and content creation and being a slave to your phone and all that kind of stuff. Yet that is exactly what she is, apparently. She's a content creator and, you know, brand style, you know the thing. So I don't know what to make of this. I'm biting the hand that feeds. Right here, Alexa Sarawick with a song called Generation K. She was triggered by someone who didn't write OK. They just wrote K instead, because this generation is lazy, according to her. I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, enough on that. I'm giving this person way too much airtime. Okay, we're gonna play that, and then we're gonna go for another an older generation. That's their finger on the pulse. Greyhound racing owner Peter Parsons with a song called Gone to the Dogs. Oh boy. Someone sent me this one, and I didn't know what to think about it. It's something, but it's been selected out in the UK as the they do this thing called the world's worst song competition, and it's 365 days of sport, world's worst song competition, and it definitely was one of the contenders. So we're gonna play that, and then we'll be back with some other songs that didn't make the cut for our barbecue special. So you look forward to that here on Amateur Hour, your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful, where bad is good and worse is even better. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Generation K.
We are the kids born between 1995 and 2002.
Generation K.
District 12.
Terrorism, technology, selfies, and oh yeah.
Me and you. Generation K. Generation K. What the hell? This is our hell. As long as we look good, no one else can tell. Generation K. Generation Kendo. September Vogue.
Reality TV, Instafame, and Snapchat games.
And Kylie too. Generation K. Generation K. What the hell? This is our hell. As long as we look good, no one else can tell. Generation K. Generation Kingdom. USA.
Our world, we live and die by our phones. Our court is our life support.
Power down. Generation K. Generation K. What the hell? This is our hell. As long as we look good, no one else can tell. Generation K. Generation.
I'm sorry to tell, these phone games are our hell. Heartbreak warfare spell, put down your cell.
Generation K. Generation K. Generation K. Generation K. Generation K.
My dogs are racing machines, a flying machine, round and round like a racing machine. I mean a machine. Greyhounds run, I know they run, and run, 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 chase that bunion, run, run, run. She's my dream, my racing machine. She's my queen, my racing dream. Dogs are racing machine. A flying machine. Round and round like a racing machine. I mean a machine. Greyhounds run, I know they run, and run, run, run. Chase that bunny and run, run, run. She's my dream, my racing machine. She's my queen, my racing dream. See them go. What a show, Talio. See them go. You can come, have some fun. See them run. You can win. See them greyhounds run. Here we go. Here they go. See them go. What a show, Talio. They can go. You can come, have some fun. See them run. You can win. See them greyhounds run. She's my dream, my racing machine. She's my queen, my racing dream.
Beauty. Hair is running and the hair is on the moon. Just warm weather make the people feel better. We can all get together, do whatever, hey. When the sunshine, have a good time. We can take it outside, look alive, hey.
And we're back here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Your source, the weird, the wild, the wonderful. For bad is good, we're seeing better. So a while back I did the barbecue show where we played songs about burgers, hot dogs, and beer, and there were some leftovers from that, so I thought I'd bring it back up since a lot of people was gonna be having barbecues this weekend. First up, Mr. Rasbados's Hot Dogs with a song called Hot Dog Hysteria / Hot Dog Fever. And then a song, a little interlude there about sucking on chili dogs, John Mellencamp's staple. And then an artist, fairly prolific artist, that I haven't played ever before, which is hilarious because I've followed his career and sometimes I like his style. You know? He's something else. He's something else. We're going to hear from golf great John Daly with a song called Cold Beer. Oy, yeah. His golfing's better than his music, that's for sure. But boy, does he put him away. So we're going to hear that, and then we'll wrap it up here. With some very interesting finds as of late, and a little tribute to a great local band that we usually do a show about, but we'll get around to that in the fall instead. Yeah, so stick around. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Amateur Hour, your source of the weird, the wild, the wonderful, and right now, songs about hot dogs.
Thank you.
Jolly for the Pops. Here's tomorrow's top tune today.
Sucking on a chili dog, 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 chili dog, sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog, chili, sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog, sucking on. Sucking on chili dog, sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog, sucking on chili, sucking on a dog.
I'll be sitting at the old hickory pine top with a long neck ice cold pop top, just drinking away pain from the workday. But hey, it's just what we do. About to scratch this itch from a nicotine craving. They say they're killing me, but hell, they're saving y'all from all these demons inside that's been keeping me alive. I need a pull from a Marlboro Red, little Skinner to get me bobbing my head, cause I'm a simple man. Y'all know the plan. Tonight I'm about to tie one on. We'll roll into the night. Man, these Millers, they taste just right. And just when I think it's as good as it can get, here comes another cold beer and cigarette. Hit the back nine, hell right, it's Miller time. 12 on ice, damn straight, you know they're mine. Slide one up, smoke the whole pack. Y'all ain't ready, cause I'm about to pull from a Marlboro Red. Crank a little Skinner, get to bobbing my head. I'm a simple man, y'all know the plan. Tonight I'm about to tie one on. We'll roll into the night. Man, these Millers, they taste just right. And just when I think it's as good as it can get, here comes another cold beer and cigarette. I need a pull from a Marlboro Red, little Skinner to get me bobbing my head, cause I'm a simple man. Y'all know the plan. Tonight I'm about to tie one on. We'll roll tonight. Man, these Millers, they taste just right. And just when I think it's as good as it can get, here comes another cold beer and cigarette. I need another cold beer and a cigarette. You boys can't drink like me. You damn sure can't smoke like me.
America. Oh boy. John Daly. The cold beer. You know, he's got a lot of songs, and they're basically just that. It's just him smoking and drinking. Oh, jeez. Well, could we expect nothing less from golf legend John Daly? Anyway, we got one more set to go out on here on Amateur Hour, your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful, where bad is good and worse seem better. And the 1080Gs have released a new album. We've played them before. They're basically the barbershop quartet that does Negative Land and The Residents. And this time they have approached a different outsider artist, the great Captain Beefheart. So we're going to hear their version of My Human Gets Me Blues. But as I was surveying that, I found something that I had missed. Another band that that members of the 1080Gs belong to, the Xerxes, have done a lounge version of Dark Side of the Moon. And since I'm going out to the planetarium tomorrow to check out Dark Side, yeah, it's gonna happen. It's a rite of passage. Everyone goes to go see Dark Side of the Moon at the planetarium. I thought we'd play some of that too, from Suave Side of the Moon, the Xerxes. And then, finally, we're gonna go out on a great, great song from the great Adrian Spence, part of the JD and the Sunshine Band, Soaking Up the Rays. In the past, we've done a whole barbecue special with JD and the Sunshine Band live playing at a barbecue, and done a little special on the Manitou Bandits, because they're so awesome. So we're going to hear Adrian Spence and his version of The King Is Gone with JD and the Sunshine Band to go out on. And then, for the next few weeks, it's going to be our summer series of classic Amateur Hour. Yeah, I need a break, but you'll enjoy it. Saw shows like The Gratefully Dead Show, where you'll just hear the Grateful Dead pick at their instruments and, you know, give very stage banter, but really never sing a song. That's a classic. As is Wet Hot American Summer, as is our Mambo Kurt Beach Bash special. So lots to look forward to over the next few weeks here on Amateur Hour. Stu and the Twang Trust is coming up next, so stick around. Hope you've enjoyed the show. And yeah, keep it locked to CKUW 95.9 FM. Always great summer song programming. Here's the 1080Gs from Trout Mask Replica, Replica, My Human Gets Me Blues, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Bye. Cause in this lifetime, you've got my human gets me blues.
Thank you. Last night I broke the seal on a Jim Beam decanter that looked like Elvis. I soaked the label up, a plain stone jelly bean jar. I cleared us up a place on that one little table that you left us, and pulled me a big, big old piece of floor. I tore the head off Elvis, built bread up to his pelvis. Yabba dabba do, the king is gone, and so are you. About 10 we all got to talking about Graceland, bedrock and such. The conversation finally turned to a mug. Fred said he didn't get around too much. Elvis said, find them young. Rick said, old-fashioned girls are fun. Dabba dabba do, the king is gone, and so are you. Later on, it finally hit me that you wouldn't be coming home no more. I know you won't forgive me, like all of the other times before. And I broke Elvis's nose, pouring the last drop from his toe. Dabba dabba do, the king is gone, and so are you. Dabba dabba do, the king is gone, and so are you. Last night I broke the seal on a Jim Beam decanter that looked like Elvis. I soaked the label up, a Flintstone jelly bean.
The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.